This is an RNIB talking book.
Wycliffe's Wild Goose Chase by W.J. Burleigh.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Wycliffe's Wild Goose Chase, Chapter 1. Thursday evening. Outside it was raining. The three men sat round the fire in well-worn leather armchairs. Smoke rose from their pipes and drifted along the ceiling between the beams. On the high mantelpiece, an alarm clock in a shiny metal case ticked the seconds away. Clink, clink. Clink, clink. Each man had a glass at hand. The major was drinking whiskey, the other two white wine. The room was clean and warm, but bare, like a farm kitchen. Apart from the three armchairs, there was a large, square kitchen table and four bentwood chairs. There was fibre matting on the floor, and a three-legged crock for a coal scuttle. On the wall opposite the fireplace, tiers of shelves were crammed with a tattered collection of books, many of them lacking a spine, and therefore anonymous. Bunny Lane reached for the bottle of white wine, which he had placed behind his chair, away from the heat of the fire. "Can I top you up, Joseph?" Bunny was so called because he had a hare lip, which a black moustache failed to hide. And when he spoke, his words came out with a sibilant whistle.